Blog Talk Radio.
And gals, how you doing? This is the Big Dog, Benny Henderson Jr., coming at you live from Big Dog Radio, brought to you by the one and only Fighting Words Radio Network, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you guys and gals for tuning in tonight's program. It's been a while since we've been here, man. We've been a little bit of hiatus there, but we're back. I'm going to hit you hard. Of course, I was going to open up with some Surrender the Fall. I pressed the wrong damn button, so I'm going to close out with Surrender the Fall here in a few minutes, but you got to check out the band Surrender the Fall, man. Great band, hailing from Memphis, and just the music, man, the music itself is kick-ass. Of course, they're with Rum Bum Records. Their new album is Burning the Spotlight. 12 songs of just really just kick-ass music, man. Love, Hate, Masquerade, Some Kind of Perfect, just, you know. Of course, those two songs have also been played on MTV. One of my favorite songs on there is Deeper Inside. We get into that after a while. Get a little deeper into that one. But if you have any questions or comments for tonight's guest or myself, 347-202-0832, or shoot me an email at bigdogmedia7@aol.com. We opened up with some Scotty Slate. Be sure to check those guys out, man. Sprocket, they're a pretty good kick-ass band there from Arizona. But right now, let's go ahead. I ain't going to keep the guy too long. I want to thank him for coming on the program. It's one of my, honestly, one of my new favorite bands and one of my, probably one of my new favorite singers, man, has to be the one and only Jared Coe, man. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, brother?
Danny Head of Rock and Roll. What's up, man? How are you? Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you coming back on. I appreciate all the drunk texts that you always answer back. So I do. I need to calm down.
I'm like a connoisseur of drunk text, if you will. I kind of pick and choose from everybody I know. So, no, it's all good, man. It's fine.
No, it's all cool. You know, I got to say, Jared, man, that, you know, you come on the program. This is your second time. And I can't really say enough about the, you know, Burning the Spotlight, you know, the album, you know, Story of the Fall, man. They really, you guys are really kick-ass, man. I just got to say thanks, man, for spreading y'all's music, man, because I really can't get enough of it, man. You mean, you guys are really, really talented, man.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. We're pretty stoked about the record. We did a long tour cycle on this record, but it was our first one, so, you know, we kind of expected to stay busy and be gone, but man, we're just trying to push it out to everybody. You're pushing it out for us too, man, so we really appreciate it.
No, and you know, I gotta ask though, you know, the record came out. Now, beforehand, I didn't know much about you guys. I do apologize, but now I'm just really, like I said, digging the music, digging the song, digging the digging the work as well as the videos there on MTV. How would you sum up, you know, 2013 for yourself and Surrender the Fall? How would you, you know, just kind of sum up, you know, the success and even the ups and downs of this far?
Man, it was a lot of ups and downs. But, I mean, kind of like it's the life we chose. So, you know, it comes with its drastic ups and downs. Man, we experienced a lot of things, and I think that we all kind of grew individually as people. But as a band as well, so we, you know, endured a lot of things that we were, you know, we wouldn't really know how we would have endured that before. You know, I think it's just because we got tighter. We knew that, you know, times are hard and you gotta stick it out. You got to tough it out, you know, for everybody around you. 2013 was a long year. And it was the 13th year, too. So, I mean, no wonder it was bad for so many people. You know, 13 is not always a lucky number for everybody. So, but, you know, it doesn't matter whether it was good or bad. Now's the time, and now we're that much closer to 2014. So we're stoked about it, man. We got a lot of stuff coming up, too.
Now I got to ask this, man, as far as, you know, as far as 2014, what is your outlook on 14, man? How much, what can the fans expect from all you cats, man, you know, there at STF? What can the fans, you know, expect coming up this year?
Man, we want to put out a new record. And we have been working on this new record for quite a while now. And just really been prepared for the next go and the next round. And I'm pretty stoked about it. We had a writing session the other night. It was incredible, man. Just the chemistry gets right in there, you know. I mean, you have ups and downs, but the chemistry was just right in the night, man. We got in there and we nailed out, like, three different songs. Like, it was very, very cool, man. I'm loving the direction that we're going. I think it's time for us to push the back of the envelope a little bit more and watch it bend. And, you know, so everybody can expect to see that, expect us to evolve as a band. And, you know, really just open up ourselves musically. We're going harder. We're going heavier. I don't want to give away too much about it, but I'm pretty stoked about everything. We're going to be doing a lot of touring next year, a couple of videos possibly. So, you know, just have to stay tuned and see.
And that has to really be a hard life, to be able to shoot these videos with these new good looking women and driving these nice cars. Yeah, that's a hard job.
It's terrible,
really,
man. It's terrible. You know, they don't pay me enough to have to deal with these grueling things, and it happens more often than it should. So,
Yeah, it's like my father-in-law always told my brother-in-laws, you know, one was wanting to quit school. He goes, yeah, go ahead and quit school. The world always needs more ditch diggers. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I got to all the listeners out there, we got Jared Cole here at Big Dog Radio. Of course, that is the Jared Cole, the one and only with us.
Yeah.
Love, hate, masquerade, some kind of perfect, deeper inside this. So the other day, we're coming back from Tyler, my wife. No, it wasn't. Excuse me. It was me, my son, my son's girlfriend, my daughter. Anyways, I had some Surrender Fall on the radio, and we're jamming to it, and, of course, deeper inside. And I wasn't even thinking about my kids being in the car, and it hit me. A little girl goes, that's a bad song, isn't it, Daddy? I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead and change it to something else.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You gotta be a certain age and a certain height to ride the ride. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to.
She has a long way to go.
Right, exactly.
But, no, you got some fans, though, man. Like I said, you know, my kids, they love you to death. But, you know, from songs, the ones I let them listen to. And, you know. But I was looking at the Facebook page, man. So all the listeners out there, you know, you can, you know, Jared Cole, you know, Facebook or facebook.com/Run of the Fall. You have some good renditions, man, of these this guy and girl doing covers of Some Kind of Perfect. Now, I don't know, you know, because I've written songs before, but trust me, I've never had anybody give the two shits about. But it has to be, some kind of accolade. Know that your shit's good enough, man, that people are covering. I mean, how'd that feel? I mean, they did a pretty dang good job.
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you're saying, man. It was one of the coolest things, like, I've ever been able to experience, especially, like, the first one that we got was from Tori, and it was the girl that played and sang the song, and she actually lives here in Memphis. And I didn't know she had done it. All of a sudden, it just popped up one day, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I was floored because we have so much respect for her as a singer, you know, for someone that we think that much of that's going to sit there and listen to one of the songs that I've written and, you know, cover it just because they like it. Yeah, that's huge to me. That's very, very huge to me. And then it was another one of someone that we had no idea who he was. We met him at a show once. And he sent one in of him doing it too, and I was blown away, man. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a complete different feeling. It's like walking into a bar and somebody singing your song on karaoke. Like, how cool would that be?
Oh. I'm a dirtbag motherfucker.
Yeah.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I just ruined the night. But you know that, and what gets me is that when you have someone do this, there's such untapped talent out in the world that people don't even know about. Man, there's just people out there just like, I wouldn't say you because you're the rock star, but I mean I'm not. But I mean, there's like my aunt told me years ago. You know, she said some of the greatest guitar players aren't in a band or playing here or there. They're just coming home from work, sitting down on their back porch, plucking on the guitar, drinking a beer. I mean, there's this
such
untapped talent out there, man.
Those are the smarter ones. Those are the ones that get it in the head. They're like, okay, yeah, I can't just give up everything and go and do this, you know, and hope to have a career with it. You know, the ones that do that are the ones that are a little mental in the head. We're all like, all right, hey, just 100 miles an hour straight to the wall, and you just hope you break through, you know? And that's all we've done. So I feel you, man.
And you guys are making it. I mean, do you look back, you know, I believe you guys, what, started in 2005 and what y'all are doing now. Do you just ever look in the ride and just say, man, I'm making it, man? I mean, because there's so many who fall wayside who don't stay the course.
Man, we've had those moments when we've done, like, you know, a cool show here and there. Like, we played the same festival as Alice in Chains this past year. It was pretty cool. A lot of other heavy hitters, too. And then we kind of looked at each other and was like, all right, cool. We played a show with these guys, you know, and that was something big for us. We played some big festival shows with a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, we're still really far from where we want to be and from where we're supposed to be, you know, and it's a progressive thing for us, you know. We like the fact that, like, it feels like we're growing with the fans and the fans are growing with us when they come out to shows and, you know, all this kind of stuff. We're all evolving at the same time. So it's cool how everything kind of happened in 2013, you know.
But, you know, if you could share the stage, and I won't keep it too much longer, Jared. I do thank you for your time. And
no,
you got Jared Gold and Serena the Fall. If you could share the stage with anybody, man, who would you like, past or present or whoever, who would you like to share the stage with if you could?
Oh, man. Like playing a show with these people or this person or, like sharing
the
stage? Am I singing a song with this person?
Yeah, let's say if you could sing a song with a person, any person.
Steven
or
Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Steven Tyler. I'm throwing myself to the wolves, man. And I say that because I don't think that there's a singer out there that could ever match just the vocal champion that Steven Tyler is. I think he's got something all his own fingerprint, man, and it's pretty incredible to me. So I would like to throw myself to the wolves and sing with who I think is the best, you know.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Steven Tyler, he's been kicking it old school shit a long time. And, you know, man, I love Earl Smith. You know, they
My favorite band of all time. I don't care what anybody says. Man, those guys had it, dude. It was so good.
Oh, they're great. You know, I really thought she was going to say Justin Bieber or something. I didn't know. I figured you'd say Justin or Miley Cyrus
or something. That's my real answer. But they gave me these cue cards, told me to answer something cooler.
Yeah, I don't know.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no shit. I gotta ask this, and it's funny, man, because I'm not a fan of either one, Miley or Justin, regardless. I mean, you know, whatever. But let's say like Miley Cyrus, you know, the shit that she pulled at the CMA, whatever it is. I mean, do you really, in your heart of hearts, do you feel like that? I mean, do you feel that they do that shit just for publicity? Because look at all this. Look at, she sold a lot more records, man, just by, you know, putting that foam finger in her cooch, you know, whatever. I mean, thank God you guys don't have to do that.
Hey, man, you never know on a crazy full moon or something, we might do some weird stuff with some foam finger. No. man, I think that, I don't know, man. I think that there's a little bit of artistic element in there, and I think that there's a little bit of publicist ideas in there going, hey, you should do this. Everybody will talk about it. It'll be the hottest thing. Your record goes up. I think those days are about to go, though. Like, the whole taboo equals more record sales and more support for that artist. I think those days are about to go, man. I think you're about to get back into the days where the song has to be good. And I'll give Miley Cyrus her props, man. The songs that she's singing, I mean, those are good songs. Those are well-written songs, as much as you want to hate it or not. And she actually goes and sings it live, you know. She doesn't do the whole background track or anything like that. So, you know, it is what it is. But, hey, man, it's like a modern-day version of Madonna. Madonna already did it before she did. She's just trying to outdo Madonna, you know.
I'm pretty sure that Madonna's licked on a lot of things, but probably not no sledgehammer.
Hey, man, you never know. That could be a term.
Yeah, exactly. See, all the guys out there, we got Jared Cole, this Ruin of the Fall, man, you got to get their album in, right in the spotlight. And 2013 was, a great year for you, for you guys. I believe 14 is going to be so much better. In the spirit of the holiday, man, any New Year's resolutions for yourself?
Man, I don't take myself that seriously. I don't think that my brain's not exactly rent-free when it comes to that. So, but for me, I just have to stay the course, man, and live for right now rather than, for tomorrow or the day, that's already past me. Now is the only time that ever mattered. I think if we all kind of focus on something like that, then everything's going to be better,
Yeah, you're right, man, because today is all that matters. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday, and just you don't know if you're going to have tomorrow, so make now count. I guess that's what you – That's pretty damn deep, dude. You got deep inside right there, so, that's pretty
– Hey, man, I got deeper inside.
I guess I won't keep it much longer. I just want to say thanks. I just wanted to kind of let the fans know what's going on with Jared Cole as well as Spring of the Fall. You ain't going no partying tonight. You don't got nowhere to hang out. You're gonna be at home or what? Well, what you gonna do tonight?
Man, I am taking it easy this year, and I love it because I'm sitting here and I'm writing some tunes and kind of working on some stuff. We've got a lot going. A lot ahead of us this coming up year. So it's a lot of pre-work that needs to go in and get everything set up and ready to go, man. We're heading into the studio with a lot of songs, and we're going to dwindle them down to one record. Maybe two. That would be cool. Who knows?
But, you can do it too, buddy.
Yeah, dude, just staying busy. We got a couple of shows coming up in January in Illinois. The 10th at Freak Search Roadhouse, and then the 11th at this thing called Jinx Fest. So it's going to be pretty cool, man. We're stoked, ready to get out and do some more shows. Get back in the studio and then get back on tour. Come see all of our friends again.
Well, heck yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. To all the listeners out there, just check out Surrender the Fall, man. You get their new album. Check out Facebook, / Surrender the Fall. Burn the Spotlight is just a kick-ass, really kick-ass album. I think it's really well worth the money. You get what, Amazon now, iTunes, pretty much everywhere. And
yeah, I believe so.
Support the band, man, because if you don't, then there's a good chance you're going to hell. So you got to support Surrender the Fall.
I think the same thing, actually. No, check us out on YouTube before you buy the record. If you don't think we cut our sauce, man, then don't buy the record. But if you dig it on YouTube, dig us live, pick up the record. You'll like it. Just do it.
Oh, yeah, just say. All right, Jared. Man, we thank you so much for just stepping in the program, man, here at Big Dog. We'll do it again, man. When y'all get some more tunes, another record, we'll I'll support you, man, and all the way to the Hall of Fame, man, whatever you guys want.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Be good there, Jared. See ya. We'll talk.
Cool.
I'll probably catch you some other time, drum. But thank you so much, brother BK. Be safe.
Thanks, man. Happy New Year.
You too, my friend.
Peace.
Yeah, everybody, that was Jared Cole with Surrender the Fall. You really need to check their band out, man. Surrender the Fall, man. They're really a kick-ass band. He is such a laid-back guy. Really, really awesome. So, without further ado, let's play some Surrender the Fall. This is from Burning the Spotlight, Love, Hate, Masquerade, here on Big Dog Radio. From Surrender the Fall. I want to thank Jared Cole for coming on the program and the guys, it's a stand-up guy. It's a great band. Check out the band. Hey, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight's show. I'll be back in a few weeks. We're going to do this about every third Tuesday. Thank you so much, and thanks to the Carroll family for allowing me to continue to do this in the memory of Bob Scooter Carroll. Until then, God bless, be safe, be good. We're going to close, as always, with a little bit of a Luke Brown Jr., Young LBZ. Hey, happy holidays, guys. God bless, be safe, be good, and happy new year. Big Dog Radio.
Life gets hard, but it goes on. I know the time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong. So take a second to rewind this song. Life gets hard, but it goes on. Especially when you're doing wrong. You wake up and everything's gone. Take a second to rewind this song. I know it's hard for the young and the old. And the game's so gross, but I'm only 17. See, your boy got a dream of doing big things. Accomplish everything that I have ever seen. But haters call me king, and there's a perfect queen. See, y'all know what I mean. I'm not stuck in between. Your life is on a string, boy, and then it pops. And you stop and think, your life is on the brink. God, help, I think I'm a sink. Please, dog, I just need the strength. I need to win, never a defeat. Turn up the beat and let my soul bleed. Spitting shit that my mama told me. It made me look behind me. It made me look inside me. It's what it took to find me. Life gets hard, but it goes on. I know the time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong. So take a second to rewind this song. Life gets hard, but it goes on. Especially when you're doing wrong. You wake up and everything's gone. Take a second to rewind this song.
It's dead and it's gone. I'm headed down the wrong road. Follow if you're looking for the bronze, women and gold. Not the type to handhold, hands strong won't fold. Money long, wallet won't close. I'll pull out the cash if you can't match. Niggas get exposed in a flash like that. Matter of fact, run that right back. Rewind that track, cause the times get hard. But I still stay strapped with the truth to prove. If you want it, you can catch me in the booth. I choose to speak right, but the wrong I'ma do. Cause I'ma do me, nobody can change that. I'ma stand tall, never fall like a plane crash. But ain't that another thing I say that you can't grasp? Unless you unleash the beast and hear gas. Unlike you men and women that wear masks. Sitting what I'm living is still missing the past. Life gets hard, but it goes on. And I know you're feeling weak, just stay strong. It takes time, it won't be long. We do wrong, but we still just keep on. Life gets hard, but it goes on. And I know you're feeling weak, just stay strong. It takes time, it won't be long. We do wrong, but we still just keep on.
I woke up in the morning thinking my life was a dream. I'm 23 and I don't feel like I've accomplished a thing. My uncle said my wife is gone, not a penny to my name. Not to mention my homies from back in the day are starting to act strange. Getting mad cause I'm doing me, up in the studio making G's. They spending their heart with me, just using me for what they need. The kind of betrayal I think can cut them in deep. That's why I find myself up alone at night, no sleep. But if you can see what I see, then you would understand that nobody's perfect, we just do the best we can. There's times when you're helpless, then there's times when you're strong. Sometimes you're living right, other times you're living wrong. But no matter how you're living, just keep pushing to the limit. Don't turn around and giving, keep it true, don't be a gimmick. If you have the heart to start something, show the heart to finish. They can take away your life, but your soul will be replenished.
Life is hard, but it goes on. I know the time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong, so take a second to rewind this song. Life is hard, but it goes on, especially when you're doing